As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Lessons episodes of Success Story, part of the HubSpot podcast network. These Lessons episodes will be shorter conversations with past guests, valued members of the Success Story community, and myself. They'll be focused on teaching you actionable, insightful takeaways that you can use to upskill your personal and professional life.
So I think that this is a smart way to do it. Now I want to unpack, because you said you had four things. So right person, right idea, right market, right business model. I want to dive into those for somebody who wants to start something. They're going to be like, well, how do I become the right person? So and we can also do right idea, right market, right business model. So how do you make a great entrepreneur? What's the mindset you should be in?
Awesome question. So we actually have had a number of situations where when people are going through the process with us, their idea is like mediocre, but they're so right. And we still move forward because we know that we can make, like with an extraordinary person, we can make a mediocre idea extraordinary. We've also had the opposite, Scott, where we've had like these like freaking home run ideas, but like kind of mediocre people. And we're like, I don't know how to make a mediocre person great. Like that I don't know how to do. So they need to get there and then we can start having a conversation. But what we look for is this, and we've now done this now for enough time to know exactly what we need in our idea co-founder. We need a voice for the company. We need someone that can handle the spotlight. Grant Cardone is an extraordinary promoter. Like what he's able to do from a promotional perspective is like on day zero, you're like on year seven, like from just like exposure and relationship capital. Like it's magical to see. And I'm not that bad myself too. So the combination of us means that we're going to shine like the moon on you and you're going to have this like spotlight and you have to just handle it. Like you have to handle the fact that you're going to get tons of press. You're going to get invited to be on podcasts that would never have reached out to you. You need to handle the meetings that are going to be set up with your ideal candidates to structure joint ventures. You need to handle going to one of the events that we host and there's 1,000 people or 10,000 people there. And we decide last minute to call you up and you're pitching. Like you need to handle the spotlight. If that makes you queasy, we might still work with you. As long as you're willing to learn, because that's a very important skill, or we have to find somebody else to partner with you to be in that seat. Because what we can't do is spotlight ourselves. Like we can't shine the moon on ourselves. We have to shine it on somebody else. And this is everything. Like when we go and we fundraise, like we're shining the spotlight on you. Like any of the investors, they know Grant's involved. They know I'm involved, but they want to know who's the voice. And we want to make sure that we're putting in this effort to shine the spotlight, get meetings that most likely would never happen for you on your own. And if it would happen, you'd have to have a lot more track record to make it happen. Immediately, you just need to show up. Like you need to show up as someone that they feel that they can trust with their investment because they know they can trust us. Like they know that's not their issue. They just want to know that you can. That's the key. You have to handle the spotlight. You have to want it. You have to be willing to learn. The other thing too is like, we've only of the 70 plus companies, I want to say maybe three of them, the idea they came with is actually what we built. And those were three like industry technologies. So we really didn't know any better. Like, these are things that, like, we've never experienced. Like, we're building a software for the public adjusting industry. I didn't even know what that was. Like, and now we're building a software for it. So I can't say that, like, the workflow is right or wrong. Like, but the person that we're building it with has been in the industry for 20 plus years, and he's really successful in the industry. So besides those, like, three business tech products that we just would not have enough knowledge to truly influence, besides like the user experience where we had a lot of say, everything else has been an ideation process. And some of them, what they came with is it, what we're building is so radically different that you wouldn't even notice it anymore. So outside of handling the spotlight, it's opening your mind to the fact that you might be right with your idea and you might not be, the same way that we might not be right or we might be. Like, it's the same concept. We have to ideate, and we will not write one line of code until we are crystal clear on what is the minimum viable and what is the economic model. And if we're not clear on these, we will not progress, because that's where you start burning through capital. Software development firms, they're going to start the moment you write them a check, because they don't care. Like, they don't care.
They don't care at all.
Your lack of clarity makes them more money. Like, they like people that aren't clear, because as a result, like, they're going to keep on building. And then over time, like, you're not clear. So you're going to get clear one day and they're not clear the next. And they're just coding and coding and coding. And all of a sudden, what you thought was going to be $750,000 ends up being 2 years and $2 million. And then you have to scrap the whole product, which was my story, right? So, like, that's the difference. We're partners. And one other thing too, we have people that come to us and they try to compare, like, what we're doing to incubators, because there's a lot of incubators out there. And the other day I was talking to this young entrepreneur and he was like, yeah, I'm just deciding between what you're doing at 10X and there's this fintech incubator that is interested in me. They didn't give an offer yet, but interested. I'm like, cool, like, what are they going to offer you? And so they're going to offer me a little bit of money to help me validate the idea and a few connections and some mentorship over the 6 month experience working with them. I'm like, that's cool. I'm like, I just have a question. On year six, when you decide to sell your fintech product to QuickBooks, are they going to sit in the meeting to negotiate the deal? And they're like, no, it's just a 6 month experience. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm like, and in year three, when you realize, like, you have to kind of re-engineer some of the software to scale, like, are they going to be sitting in those meetings with you and deploying resources to, like, re-engineer that software? He goes, no, Jared, I told you, it's just a 6 month thing. I'm like, here's the difference. The word incubator is the wrong word for us. Like, we're not an incubator. It should be called 10X co-foundership, because we're co-founders and we go from the day zero when we start until we sell that company. Like, we are on that journey. So, like, when we need to, like, re-engineer something because we guessed wrong collectively, or we just need to in order to scale further, or we got a great recommendation for, like, a new feature, like, that's us with you, right? When we're going to sell the company in 18 months or 24 months or in 5 years, and we're going to negotiate the optimal outcome, we're in it. Because, like, someone's going to sue you. Like, it's just going to happen. Like, we're in it. And that's a distinction. To build a tech company on an island by yourself and think that a software development firm is going to be there to help you with all these major guaranteed milestones, or that the incubator who's going to help you validate a concept is going to be there on the journey with you. They're just not. The only thing that will be on the journey with you is co-foundership. So either you need to go out and build your own team, which is very time consuming, very expensive, and I'm going to say very risky, because you don't know what you don't know. So you hire this wonderful CTO who's a really good engineer, but the dude can't, or dudette can't lead. So you have just a really good engineer that can't build a team around them, and there's no way you're going to reach your optimal potential. So that's the difference. It is co-foundership, and that's the non-negotiable.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.